And there goes the full-time whistle. It's all over here at the Bridge. Victory for Neve Connell. 3-8 to 9 points was the final score in the end, and 8.1. The only side to win away from home in round three this weekend, that is Neve Connell, as they came through by 3-8 to 9 points against St. Michael's. Some super performances by two men in particular of Neve Connell. Charles McGuinness hit 2-2, but our man of the match, Brendan McDyer, hitting 1-3. And it's all about getting goals in championship football if you're going to get over the line. And Neve Connell, they got three of them today, and that was the foundation to their victory, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Absolutely, and particularly a team like Neve Connell who like to defend deep and transition well, so that, and you know, them two goals over that six minute period were crucial. And you know, there was talk about maybe Neve Connell not being at the level that they have been in previous years, and you know, maybe people were writing their epitaphs a bit early, but you know, they came down here with a great plan, game plan in mind, and executed it perfectly, curbing the influence of Michael Lang, and the great performance all over the field. Like, and you know, you look at, you know, their full back line, Martin McElhenney, yes, he won that mark early on, but wasn't able to make any inroads inside, and Andrew Kelly likewise. So that, you have to give great credit to the Neve Connell full back line for that. Kieran Thompson, whilst, you know, we weren't seeing him kicking wonder scores, he was tracking Michael Langan all day, and that was key to me, to Neve Connell getting over the line, to curb the influence of Michael Langan. And then you had that performance from Brendan McDyer. Like, you know, the guy is around so long, so he is, he's playing such brilliant football, he's as fit as a fiddle. How he does it, I don't know, but he was absolutely sublime, brilliant today, and I really, really enjoyed watching him play football today. The two hard working Noran and Ewan and Doherty were really good too. They're up and down the field, of powerful legs and lungs on them, they do great work. And you know, then you've big Charles at the edge of the square coming in with what, 2-2, 2-3, you know, when you've delivering that kind of score to the scoreboard, it's massive. So it is for St. Michael's, it'll be a disappointing, you know, they were fancying their chances coming in here today, and you know, they never really got going. You know, they started brightly, you know, them three early scores from Martin McElhenney, Daniel McLaughlin, Nosheen Langan, but apart from that, they never really featured in the game. And you know, there's some brave performance. Thought you, O'Donnell from wing back, battled hard all day and kicked a couple of good scores as he did last week, but they never really troubled Neve Connell, and they just, Neve Connell seemed to be playing that second half out in third gear kind of thing. They didn't have to exert themselves, they were just able to pick off St. Michael's, and they're going to be a feature. Neve Connell are going to be a big feature in the destination of the Dr. Maguire Cup this year again.
Yeah, because after their opening day draw with Glenswilly, some had sort of questioned Neve Connell, but since then they've made two statements in the championship. How big a statement is this today, coming in the what probably is the tie of the weekend here in the Bridge?
Yeah, it's a statement. Listen, it's not massive because the bigger challenges are going to lie ahead for them, but it's a big statement. So it is, you know, they came down, they had a job to do. They knew that if they were beaten today, they were still on 3 points, and you know, you wouldn't know who they would get in the fourth round of fixtures, and that could have left them in trouble. But they came down, did the business, and they can go back up the road back to Glenty's really, really happy, so they can this evening with the 2 points in the back pocket, knowing that they have a quarter final berth booked and thoroughly deserved. And you know, the players coming back, we saw Jack McKelvey come back into the team today, starting today, and he was really, really good around the middle of the field, and he's only going to get better. Also want to mention Ethan O'Donnell, who thought had a really good game for Neve Connell today, driving from wing back, getting into some great positions. And you know, you look at the strength of the bench, the type of players that Neve Connell are able to introduce, so they're going to be thereabouts. So they're going to be, they're going to get better as the championship goes on, and they'll take a lot of confidence from this victory today, Oisín.
Yeah, so a big one for Neve Connell. They certainly will take a lot of confidence. Running out 8.1ers here at the Bridge on a perfect afternoon for football on a championship Sunday. It finished St. Michael's 9 points, Neve Connell 3-8. Studio in Letterkenny.